Welcome to the prayer experience, everyone. Please share this video with colleagues and friends, whoever you know. Subscribe to Deli Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. Connect with us live, please, and leave your prayer requests, prayers reports, and comments. Prayer Experience Hotline is here if you'd like to take the number down. And if you need prayer, call this number. And now we are doing Thanksgiving. Colossians 3:17, NIV. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we set our minds on things above and not on earthly things. For we died and our lives are hidden. Our lives are hidden in Christ, in God. And we thank you, Lord, because all this is because of you. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then we also will appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we are God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved by God. And we clothe ourselves with compassion, with humility and gentleness and patience. And we forgive one another every grievance we have against one another, as the Lord has forgiven us. Thank you, Lord, that we learn to forgive one another in our walk with you, Jesus, because it's so important. We have to be united in you, Christ Jesus, as one in the body. And we should all gather together as one in one mind, one spirit and one body. We thank you, Lord, that you know all things. And as we come together as one in unity and praise you, Lord, that you will do mighty signs, miracles and wonders. And it is when we are in unity, when we stand together in the body of Christ, where there is no division. And we thank you, Lord, and we give thanks to you in everything, because everything we do is to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The inspired word, Luke 19:10, NIV, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. In Luke 9:10, the Lord Jesus summarized his mission on earth to seek and to save shortly before he ascended. He commissioned the church to take his gospel to all men and bring them eternal life. This is the standing order of the church. Each one of us has been called to save the souls of men. Life is spiritual, and the only way to get the best out of life is to live for the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly and selflessly. We should get busy for the Lord, be passionate for his work, and to make soul winning our lifestyle. We are missionaries here on earth and ambassadors for Christ, commissioned to take the message of salvation to all people in the world. So we must get ourselves occupied with evangelism and soul winning. We can help someone to receive salvation and help show them the path of life through the word and teach them how to live. This is our calling as Christians. The Bible didn't say God has given the pastors and evangelists the ministry of reconciliation. Rather, it says he has given to us, every one of us, the ministry of reconciliation. We are called to save the lost. Make it a conscious lifestyle. Take evangelism and soul winning seriously. Let no one put out the fire within you, the zeal and the passion for the Lord and his work. For we have been filled with the Holy Spirit, and Jesus has given us a job to fill. This is our calling. Like the Lord Jesus, we're here to save the lost of the world and bring them into the liberty of the sons of God. For the gospel is a message of unto salvation. When the Lord Jesus met his disciples, he said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." He immediately identified his mission in their lives. It was more than giving them a nice, happy life. It was to make them do the things that he was doing. When the Lord wins you, the next thing he does is to build you and then send you to be a soul winner. He turned a mighty, unstable man like Simon into a mighty apostle. He took Saul of Tarsus, a blasphemous persecutor of Christians, and made him into a great soul winner. That's why Paul said, "I give thanks to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service." Winning, building, and sending happens in ministry. Having been won, you shouldn't remain at that stage. We must be built up in the word. And being built up, we can win others. And being filled with the Holy Spirit. And being continually filled. This is an important job we have in our lives, to lead others to Christ. This is a mandate of every child of God who has received from the Lord. We haven't come into the kingdom to live quiet and calm lives, waiting for heaven. We have to reach out and touch those in the world. It's a winning, it's a building, sending chain. Then those you win for the Lord, they will go out to win many souls. Let's not sit back knowing people are lost and are going to a lost eternity. Freely we have received, freely we are to give. We ought to be compelled by God's love and by the cross to preach the gospel and be motivated to go out and to do all it takes for the gospel to spread across the world. We must be concerned about the gospel and let our motivation infuse our genuine love for others by God's all-saving power. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we have a moment of reflection. This is our duty, or the work that we need to do for the Lord, as we have a compassion and a merciful heart to see that no soul perishes, as Jesus wants everyone to come to repentance and to the knowledge of his saving grace. We thank you, Lord, that we know that you have given us a work to do, and we must be obedient to your word that tells us to go out, to win souls, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In Jesus' name, amen. Now prayers for the church. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 NIV. "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain." Again, we can see here that whatever we do for the Lord, our labour is not in vain. As we go out to seek the lost, to save the lost, our labour is not in vain. As we preach the gospel message, our labour is not in vain. As we hand out tracts and tell people, "Jesus loves you, or labour is not in vain. One day I put my arms round a woman and I said, Jesus loves you. She broke her heart and cried on my shoulder because she said she'd never heard that word before. So I intend to do that every time I go out. And I pray that the Lord God will infuse us with his Holy Spirit and power, with a boldness, with an holy boldness, to go out to reach the lost, because our labour is not in vain. Everything we do for the Lord, there is a reason. Every time we step out in faith, there is a reason. If we lay hands on the sick, Jesus said they will recover. It's not just about giving tracts. It's just not about saying the word. It's about laying hands on the sick, because that is God's command, to lay on the sick and they will recover. I pray we have more faith and boldness to lay hands on all the sick people as they pass by. And even if they say no, we can say Jesus loves you. What a mighty God we serve. He wants everyone across the globe to say and plant seeds in people that don't know Jesus, to say, Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. And we know that whatever we plant, the seed will die, the seed will grow, and it will be watered. And people will remember the things we have told them. It may be years in advance. It may be tomorrow. But whatever we plant, it will germinate. And we ask the Lord Jesus that every time we speak to someone about him, that their hearts and minds will be open, that the scales will fall from their eyes, and that their eyes will be open to the truth of God's word, the gospel unto salvation. We thank you, Lord, that we are ambassadors for you, that we are in this world to do your work, not to sit and wait for heaven to come, but to go out and let people see the kingdom of God. Let people know there's another way, there's an escape from the bonds of darkness, to be brought out of the dirt and brought into his light. And Jesus Christ will forgive the most violent of sinners. He forgave the men on the cross on either side of him. The thieves, he forgave the thief. He was a sinner. And God forgave him. Let us remember, no one is beyond redemption. No one cannot be saved. Jesus Christ loves everyone the same. There is no favoritism in the kingdom of God. Let us remember, we are equal. We are equally loved. We are unique. But we are one in the body of Christ. We need to get out. We need to walk the walk and be hands and feet for Jesus and a mouthpiece. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we are praying for the nations. Habakkuk 2:14. NIV, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. Lord, be merciful to our country and to the nations of the world. Lord, cause your face to shine upon us. We pray for nations will look to you, Lord, and be saved and be made radiant. Let your living word, Lord, bring life to those living in darkness. We break the chains of bondage holding people captive to drugs and alcohol and gambling in the name of Jesus. May every evil agenda and plan of the enemy be thwarted and be replaced by the peace that passeth all understanding. May righteousness and peace in the Holy Ghost reign in our lives. Pour out your spirit, Lord, on all the world, that your sons and daughters will prophesy. Dry and thirsty lands will become pools of water, giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Test and see that the Lord is good. Lives being transformed by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit pour over every soul in Jesus' name. Nations being healed by the tree of life. Oppression leaving people like never before in Jesus' name. Salvation springing forth across the nations. People being loosed from every form of sickness in the name of Jesus. Depression being banished in the name of Jesus. Deaf ears and blind eyes being opened physically and spiritually. Marriages being restored and healed. Homeless being homed. Prostitutes coming out of bondage. Hospital patients being freed from sickness by the manifesting power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call for a mighty awakening, Lord, across the world, across the globe, like never before, Lord. We pray the peace of God to flood India, Israel, Pakistan, Malaysia, Russia, America, Ghana, Nigeria, the Philippines, Iran, and China. In the name of Jesus, we overturn every confusion of the enemy that may be arising in places of power. In the name of Jesus, over the body of Christ, we pray a hunger for the Lord Jesus Christ to come upon all people by the power of the Holy Spirit, that they will hear the truth, the good news, and be set free from all bondage in Jesus' name. We know the day the Son of Man is coming in his glory and all the angels with him. And we will sit, and he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another. As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, separating those who rejected him and those who received him. He will put the sheep who have received him on his right and the goats on his left, the ones who rejected him. The King Jesus will say to those on his right, the sheep, come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. God entered into the world and took on flesh. He became Jesus Christ, and he lived the perfect life which we could not live. Then he died the death we deserved. He lay dead in the tomb for 3 days, and on the third day he was resurrected by the power of God, proving his sacrifice acceptable in the eyes of the Father. And our response to this good news about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is repentance and faith. Repentance is turning from sin, and faith is placing our hope in Jesus as our Saviour. We pray your eyes and ears will be open spiritually to accept this truth in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray every soul, their eyes, the scales will fall off their eyes to receive the word of truth, the living word of God, the gospel unto salvation, that souls will be set ablaze and on fire for you, Lord. We pray your Holy Ghost power will come on every person. We pray for abundance of the latter rain to fall on every person in Jesus Christ's holy, precious name. Amen. Healing prayers. 9, verse 32-34. As Peter travelled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralysed and bedridden for 8 years. Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat. Immediately, Aeneas got up. the name of Jesus as power over all things, over all beings, whether in heaven or on earth or in hell. The name has power, his name has power and authority over everything that exists. That's why Peter could say to the man, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and take up your mat. And Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit when he prayed this prayer. The name of Jesus is higher than any sickness, disease, infirmity, be it HIV, cancer, pneumonia, tuberculosis, whatever the disease, it is subject to the name of Jesus. So we can say, thank you, Lord. Your name is higher than all disease, infirmity, and sickness. And it is subject to the name of you, Jesus. You bore all our sicknesses, all our disease, and infirmities on the cross. And by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. Keep looking to the cross. Don't take your eyes off the cross. Remember, sickness, disease, infirmities left there. Jesus took it 2,000 years ago, and we can accept it today because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word never changes because he is the word. He is a living word. He is a word of life. His words, the words we speak bring life. The words we speak are anointed because they are the word of God. And God wants everyone to be well. He doesn't want people in agony. He came to save the sick. He came to save all who are unwell. He came to set the prisoners free out of bondage. He came to set the drug addicts free out of bondage because Jesus Christ is a healer. He longs to heal you. Believe Jesus Christ, every sickness is subject to under his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for praying with us, everyone. Please subscribe to the free audio podcast. The prayer experience is back Thursday at 1 p.m. UK time when we have Paul of Tarsus. No, Paul Royal, sorry. Thank you, Lord. The prayer... Christ, holy.